Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. One day, in an oral English class, my fellow students and I had a heated discussion on the meaning of Beijing's bid for the 2008 Olympic Games. They contributed different ideas. Some said Beijing's environment will be improved steadily. Beijing has made a long-term plan for environment improvement. Whether Beijing will finally win the bid or not, the plan will remain the same. Some commented on its meaning in relation to the economy, arguing that Beijing's bid can rally the whole nation's spirit to develop economy more rapidly. Others said, Beijing's bid will be of great significance to the Olympic movement, since China is the world's most populous country. An Olympic event in Beijing will increase the popularity of the Games. I admit that I wholly agree with what my fellow students have said. However, I'm more willing to approach the meaning of Beijing's bid in another way. I'd like to view Beijing's bid as a special voice, a voice that comes from the hearts of all the Chinese people. What is this voice? Maybe we can find the answer in a true story. More than half a year has passed since the Sydney Olympics. However, it seems that the intervening days have not diminished the memories. In my memory, one of the most moving scenes of the Sydney Olympics was the moment when China's women's football team left Canberra for home. China's team lost a game against Norway and was forced out of medal contention. After a sleepless night, the Chinese girls said that they would not cry at the departure. However, tears streamed down their cheeks when they saw the American women footballers standing in a row to see them off. Some waved a tearful farewell to them. Why did the tough Chinese girls all burst into tears? I think it is because the voice which echoes in their hearts. Dear friends, you may have guessed what this voice is. Yes, it is a longing. It is a longing for mutual understanding and friendship. All the Chinese girls understood that winning was important. But what's more precious are the friendship and mutual understanding forged in the Olympics. And they would live forever in the hearts of all participants. Beijing's bid, in essence, is a voice of the Chinese people. It is a longing to understand other people in the world and to be understood by them. It is a longing to promote friendship with people from all over the world. Chinese people's longing for mutual understanding and friendship can be traced back 700 years. The message was brought to Europe by Marco Polo, but his voice was drowned in a sea of disbelief at that time. Even on his deathbed, he was urged by his friends to admit that he had made up all the stories about China. His last words were, "If you do not believe what I said, just go and see with your own eyes." Now, about 700 years later, in this new millennium, this opportunity presents itself. If Beijing wins the bid, it will offer a golden chance for the world to come and see China for themselves, and for the Chinese people to get person-to-person contact with people from all parts of the world. Chinese people's longing is best manifested in Beijing's bid. Chinese people's voice is ringing in Beijing's bid. And I believe that our voice can be heard and appreciated because it echoes the everlasting voice in the hearts of all human beings. The voice conveys the common wish and lofty ideal of mankind. The voice is not transient because it has been ringing from the past to the present and will, of course, ring into the future. I believe in this voice. I believe that our voice for an opportunity to contribute to the sacred cause of promoting unity, friendship, and progress will be answered. Thank you.
One of the things that you replied in response to special obligations that university students owe society is that parents want their children to be successful. If they haven't had opportunities, they would like their children at least to have these opportunities and to be successful in their life. What criteria would you use to measure success and when it's been reached? What would you what criteria would you use to determine if someone has been successful in their life?
Yes, a lot of people think that success means achieving greatness. And we have actually discussed this topic in last year's contest. And as Shakespeare told us, some people are born great. Some people achieve greatness. Others have greatness thrust upon them. So I think we have different definitions of greatness. And my definition of achieving greatness is that you have already struggled. You have strived for success. And as long as you can do your best, as now I'm taking part in a contest like this, I'm very nervous. But if I have displayed all that I can do, have displayed my best, I think this is success. I've already truly gained by participating. Thank you.
Thank you.
You said just now that society has great hopes for university students, and university students in return should repay society for their good education.
Yeah.
How do you expect students to repay society, especially you were speaking of the brain drain? How do you expect people who have received a good education here and then gone abroad perhaps, how do you expect them to repay?
Yes, I've just mentioned in my speech that a lot of college students go abroad and never thinking about coming back to the country, to the society which has reared them. What I mean is not to call them back. I want them just to think about making contributions for the society. Maybe they can live in America or Britain for those Chinese students. They can live in other developed countries. But they can still make contributions for the society they lived in. We will never forget in the Sydney Olympics, those overseas students handing the national flag in their hands and singing the national anthem. We'll never forget that. They are also making contributions. I think the problem of brain drain cannot be defined confined into a very small limit. We should adapt more open policies to let the students to come back. And if they don't want to come back, they can also make contributions overseas. And that is my answer. Thank you.